Item nine, Mr. Robert G. Smith. Back again, Jeff.
Now let's pay some attention to Northumberland County. Mr. Robert G. Smith requests authorization to construct a 72-foot long by 10-foot wide timber commercial pier with four associated mooring piles adjacent to property situated along Cockrell Creek, or a cove of Cockrell Creek, in Northumberland County. The project is protested by a nearby upland property owner. This is here's the Chesapeake Bay, and here is Reedville, and our project is located over in this location here. This piece of property that I've highlighted in red is Mr. Smith's property. Mr. Smith's residence is here at the point where he would like to conduct his commercial operations. Landing operations is over in this location here. Here's an aerial photograph that's approximately the location of the proposed pier. As I noted in the photographs, this area is along the Cockrell Creek and in the vicinity of Reedville. This is a mixed-use residential and agricultural zone parcels. You can see a lot of cleared land here. So it's a combination of both agriculturally developed area and commercial. And the distance I didn't point out here, this is the distance from the pier, his pier at Mr. Smith's residence, which is right here. It's about 350 feet along the shoreline here. This particular commercial waterman, I believe he has two sons that are full-time watermen. This area has been used by the Smith family for over 50 years. They have been putting boats, they used to put their commercial boats here, but Mr. Smith's business plan has changed, and so what he would like to do now is to be able to build a structure that would enable him to land the catch at the property. He used to land the catch elsewhere. Now he wants to land the catch right out on this parcel where I've just shown. The protestant's property is across what was a bean field or a cornfield, landlocked piece of property. It's owned by Ms. Mary Gibbs. What Mr. Smith specifically wants to do is he wants to build a second pier to better accommodate the work boats and commercial fishing activity, including the offloading catch and equipment. For this reason, he wishes to build a 10-foot wide timber pier, which will be secured by a bulkhead at the upland. This will only extend 68 feet channelward of mean low water. I'll give you an indication of the distance from aerial photographs, distance from the protestant's property to the proposed pier. I was quite surprised when I went up there just the other day that along that trajectory, that blue trajectory, there's a building going in there now. Big building. Right along Ms. Gibbs' view, which will be between the pier and Ms. Gibbs' property. I will note that there's over 200 feet of distance from the end of this, from mean low water out to the corner of this community pier. There have been no sustained objections to any members of the public on this stem of Cockrell Creek. Ms. Residence, while overlooking the Smith property, is located, as I mentioned, over 500 feet away. She's concerned about the activity over here, that it will interrupt her view of this in this direction, commercial activity. She notes anecdotally to me that the road, they're concerned that the road will be deteriorated. But based on the fact that she had a protest of the project, I felt it necessary to bring this before the commission. I'll point out that the commercial pier received approval from Northumberland County Wetland Board and the Northumberland County Board of Supervisors. Here's a view of the location of the pier, relative to the house. There's the home, the existing pier, and here's the commercial pier. That is a line drawing showing the overall length of 72 feet, but it only juts out about 68 feet, out to 4 feet of water. Here's the view straight across the, and that's the end of the pier right there. So there's 200 plus feet coming out there. Here's the building that I saw just the other day. It was last Thursday. It was going up. And the pier, the flag for the pier is right there. So where we're standing is we're looking basically north along the road, that long road that runs down, and we're looking north up to the mouth of Cockle Creek, and this building's being constructed. I don't know exactly what this building's for because I couldn't get through, but here's basically I'm standing in the opening in the woods or behind me, and the pier's behind me, and I'm looking across to the Gibbs property. I believe that's Ms. Gibbs' property there, either that one or that one. And here's one last shot. No agencies have objected to the project, and as far as a summary and recommendation, it would appear that the construction of the second pier is justified and a reasonable use of state-owned submerged lands, given the commercial nature of the property. The parcel is zoned for the intended use, and necessary county authorizations have been received. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after consideration of all of the factors contained in Section 28.2-1205, subsection A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed. I'd be happy to answer any questions, of course.
Thanks, Jeff. Questions of Jeff? At this point, seeing none, is the applicant represented, Mr. Smith? Have anything you wish to say, Mr. Smith?
I don't think so, unless you all have questions.
Okay. Apparently we don't. Is the are the protestants represented?
Not that I'm aware of, sir.
Okay. I think the matter's before the commission. Mr. Palmer?
It's funny, just the other day we were on the dock talking about how hard it is to find a place to tie up a commercial boat these days. It's really difficult. A lot of the marinas don't want commercial boats in there. And, it's good to see a place we actually be able to tie up and unload. I make a motion to approve staff recommendations at this point.
Second.
Motion to approve the application per staff's recommendation. Comments on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. Permit is approved.